We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of The State of California. Well, when I was a kid, and maybe when you were too, we had fire drills at schools. There were earthquake drills in California, tornado drills in the Midwest, hurricane drills on the East Coast. But there was no such thing as an active shooter drill. Well, it's a sad reality that they're routine now for today's school children. They're drilled on a regular basis. What to do if a bad person comes on campus. But are they being done the right way? Are they even effective? Can they do more harm than good? Well, one member of the state legislature, at least, is asking those very questions. State Assemblymember Chris Ward, a Democrat from San Diego who represents the 78th District, and he's just introduced legislation, the Safe and Prepared Schools Act, to address this critical and sometimes controversial subject. Assemblymember Ward joins us today on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Doug.
All right. So first of all, what do you see as the problem with the way active shooter drills are being conducted now?
Well, I think you articulated some of the kind of overview pretty well, but as we're seeing, you have right now no structure as a school or a school district is deciding to entertain or exercise an active shooter drill. And so you've had some pretty extreme situations that have made news that are causing a lot of trauma, a lot of confusion, a lot of alarm, more harm than good when you are having a school decide that they are going to use fake blood and have students lying around representing victims, that you're having hired actors playing paramilitary officials using automatic weapons and fake blanks. That is just, it's an extreme, but it happens. And it raised the issue as we looked into it as a parent of two kids in elementary school that there's no framework and no guardrails around how these drills should be conducted. So I got talking with some advocates and we introduced Assembly Bill 1858 this session to try to make sure that the Department of Education is helping to form guidance, which will give a template of material for best practices when framing up some of these exercises, and importantly would also prohibit the use of fake gunfire or bombs or other explosions on campuses.
Well, it's remarkable to think that some schools are using those things, but I guess they are. So there are no standards now, and your bill would essentially create some, correct?
That's right. We do have a very specific school safety plans in statute. And you mentioned earlier fire drills. There's a lot of activity that is really codified, but there's no mention about active shooter drills. And so going to that code section, we want to enhance that to make sure some parameters are around about the do's and don'ts of conducting these kinds of drills, but also making sure that we are including notification, because sometimes, and we had a student at the press conference announcing this bill this week, who when she was in high school had endured this exercise with no notification. And so she wasn't sure if it was the real thing or not. She just knew something was going on, was told there was an active shooter on campus. And she was texting her mom saying, hey, I'm hearing this and I love you and I might not see you and I'm scared. And that's unacceptable. So we want to make sure there's advanced notification that a drill is going to be conducted, so you know that this is just a drill, that you are going through the exercises about how to lock down a classroom or how to keep everybody safe and orderly without the fear and the trauma that this might actually be the real thing.
Yeah, I know that I have no idea when my kids' schools are going to do these drills, and I don't even know what happens except what I can get out of my kids when they come home if they even tell me. Why is it important for parents to be more informed about when these drills are happening and that it is just a drill?
Right. So that if you are getting word that something's going on at your school, that you remembered, oh yeah, we got notice on Tuesday that there was going to be a drill this week. This is just a drill. That if your child sends you a text message and they're confused, you can remember that there was a drill that was announced, and that's and we can calm them down a little bit. It also authorizes the opportunity for a parent to opt out for their kid to say, I don't want them to participate in this drill, and the school would need to be able to make that accommodation accordingly. And importantly, after the event is over, to make sure that everybody knows that the drill is over and this was all just a drill, and that schools would be required to provide information for community-based or school-based resources to address any mental health questions that come up.
You know, we have seen such an awful rise in the number of school shootings, mass shootings at schools. What evidence is there that these drills save lives and actually reduce, you know, the number of casualties when there is a shooting?
Sadly, there's little evidence. And so there's been a growing body of research and some nationally conducted research that shows that there is more harm in the form of trauma and other anxiety and other issues from conducting these drills than the benefits. But I do understand the benefits are to keep our students safe and make sure you are working through an exercise to recognize any gaps in security or other failures that need to be addressed. Those are important pieces of information to perfect the security of your school environment. So there's a way that you can conduct an exercise that should also minimize or completely reduce any trauma-inducing activity.
Yeah, so it sounds like you agree it's important to practice this stuff, but it's a matter of striking a balance between, you know, not freaking kids out and having them prepared for, you know, worst case scenario.
Yeah, and I was talking with a school board official who's also a mom this morning. She loves the bill because they've been struggling with this on their own school district about like how to make sure that they are allowing for preparedness but not creating more harm than good. And she let me know too, and I'm happy to share with your audience that you know this could be something that's not just specific to active shooter situations, but what if there's a swarm of bees, or what if there's a gas leak? And the point is that you might have an incident occur on a school campus where you need to activate quickly and make sure students are safe and secure and get them off safely the campus environment. All this could be helpful for any emergency situation of this nature.
So how much pushback do you expect from the school safety industry on this?
Not clear. We know it's been a growing industry nationwide, and it's not prohibiting the activity, but it's really setting some guardrails about what we should and should not occur on our school campuses. So I've yet to hear from them about this bill. I'm sure they may want to come in and meet on that. Importantly, we're hearing very strong support from gun violence prevention advocates, from school community officials, and from others that just think that this is common sense legislation.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your time. Chris Ward, State Assembly member, Democrat from San Diego, author of AB 1858 to regulate active shooter drills at schools. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Doug.
You can hear The State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It's also available on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.